AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. Hurricane Debbie has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm. Senior hurricane specialist John Cangelosi of the National Hurricane Center says the main problems from Debbie will be the storm surge and expected record-setting rains.
And I think what Debbie's really going to be remembered for looking back is the potential for really catastrophic flooding from very heavy rain throughout the week. So that's something we're really trying to message and get out, again, for portions of specifically northern Florida, southeastern Georgia, and then into South Carolina.
PowerOutage.com says about 214,000 people in Florida are without power. Japan's Nikkei Index has had its worst day in decades as world markets quake over risks to the U.S. economy.
U.S. stocks set to open sharply lower today, adding to steep declines in Asia and Europe and deepening a sell-off tied to worries about a recession in the U.S. economy. Japan's main index, the Nikkei, plunged more than 12%, its worst day since 1987. Futures for the Dow tumbled 2%. S&P 500 futures are down nearly 3%, NASDAQ futures sinking more than 4%. Investors fleeing the big tech names that until recently had powered the U.S. market higher. Apple fell more than 7%, Meta was down 6% in pre-market trading. Julie Walker, New York.
A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck a container ship traveling through the Gulf of Aden. It's the first assault by the group since Israeli airstrikes targeted them. Authorities say the vessel was Liberian-flagged. The Houthis claimed responsibility. North Korea has marked the delivery of 250 nuclear-capable missile launchers to frontline military units. This is AP News. Violence in Bangladesh leaves more people dead as protests continue.
Broadband internet and mobile data services are now restored across Bangladesh, while anti-government protesters vow to march to the capital to demand the Prime Minister's resignation, defying a military-ordered curfew after a weekend of violence that left about 100 people dead. The protests had begun peacefully as frustrated students had demanded an end to a quota system for government jobs, but the demonstrations have since morphed into an unprecedented challenge, an uprising against Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and her ruling Awami League party. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Cardinal Sean O'Malley as Archbishop of Boston. He has named the current Archbishop of Providence, Rhode Island, Richard Henning, to replace him. At age 80, O'Malley is 5 years beyond the normal retirement age for bishops. I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.